For those of you who've seen the film and seen the show, etc., you probably haven't read the book. The book is something like, depending on which edition you get, about 2,700 pages. It runs to about 700,000 words. There are 365 chapters. We really have to sort of concentrate on three or four people. Its central character is a chap called Jean Valjean, and he is a convict. That's where we first meet him. He spends 19 years on a sort of prison ship, and he's there because he stole some bread. He's tried to escape a few times, but he's let loose, he's let free, and he finds it very hard to get anyone to take him in. Obviously, his reputation precedes him, as it were. He is taken in by a local bishop, and the bishop befriends him and lets him stay the night, feeds him, etc. Valjean repays him by nicking the family silver, so to speak. It looks like the police are going to apprehend him again, and the bishop intercedes and says, "Oh, no, I've given him this, he can have it." And that is the great moment for Jean Valjean, where he realizes that the bishop has saved him, but the bishop's condition is that he must now be an honest man. And the rest of the book really is about his journey to becoming an honest man and staying an honest man, even though he's got this great history in his life of crime behind him. Anyway, he sort of makes good. He sets up a factory in a town, becomes an employer of some note, becomes the mayor of that town. One of the workers is a lady who's had an illegitimate child. She's called Fontaine, the child, her deathbed, really. He promises to look after the child for her. You then get another key figure in the book, who is Inspector Javert, who enters the story. He basically is not prepared to let bygones be bygones. And as far as he's concerned, Valjean is always a criminal. And so Valjean takes Cosette, the young Cosette, and they end up in Paris trying to start a new life. Cosette actually falls in love with a young nobleman or gentleman by the name of Marius Pontmercy. Valjean thinks it's an unsuitable match and wants to take her away from that. Marius is devastated. I'm now in June 1832, where the sort of central historical action takes place, and sort of as a young student type, upset that his lady love has apparently disappeared, he decides to join student friends on the barricades. Alerted to that, and Cosette, obviously terrified that Marius is going to get killed, Valjean agrees to go back to Paris and to try and find him and to rescue him. In so doing, he crosses paths with Javert again, who's being a sort of undercover policeman. And effectively, Valjean saves Javert's life because he's unmasked by the revolutionaries as a fifth columnist. And it's only Valjean's intervention which effectively saves Javert. He does, though, manage to rescue Marius, who has been wounded, and sort of wants to take him back home, encounters Javert yet again, and Javert agrees to let Valjean go, but is so sort of torn in his own mind about having done that, and not having arrested him, that Javert commits suicide. Eventually, to cut what is a very, very long story short, Marius and Cosette do get married, and they are all three of them reconciled on the on Valjean's deathbed. But it is a long journey to get that far. Lots of other characters crop in, but if you sort of keep three or four in mind, you can follow the main plot through.